It's his right foot. When he lands to the inside of his foot, and then the force takes his foot to the outside. So we did x-rays at the game. Couldn't see anything on x-rays. Brought him back here overnight. Did an MRI yesterday morning. And what basically happened to him is that this is a left foot. So this is your little toe, fourth metatarsal. That force traveled through these bones. These bones fit very tight in there, and actually dislocated this bone, which is called the cuboid, C-U-B-O-I-D. So this bone, that force went through there, popped this bone up and in. So it was subluxated, which is partial dislocation from the fourth, and totally not in contact with the fifth. So what they did to him is, yesterday we took him over to the surgical center at the Navy Yard, and they numbed him from his knee down, and they popped that bone back into place. He also has, and this sounds terrible, it's not terribly bad, but he has a few little cracks in that bone. He has a crack in that bone, a crack in the fourth bone, and a crack in the bone that articulates with that cuboid. So the force knocked that out. The best way I can describe it to you is, if you have a jigsaw puzzle, and those pieces fit all together real nicely, you put force on one side and one of those pieces pops out, and when it pops out, it kind of takes the cardboard with it. That's what happened to that bone. So force came through here, popped this up and over, made a little nick in that bone, nick in that bone, and nick in that bone. So got it back in place last night. Under anesthesia, they tried to take it back out. Because he doesn't feel it, they can force it back out. It stayed in, so they know the joint's stable, which is really important to our prognosis and diagnosis. This morning, he had a CT scan to see whether all the bones were aligned. Everything looks good in alignment. Now, you guys remember from all the other stuff I've done, bone to bone, there's ligaments, right, to hold stuff in. So anytime you pop a bone out, you're going to have some ligament damage. And now he's got to be immobilized. He's in a splint right now that we're treating him in for 10 days. He'll go in a boot. Recovery time we're not sure about right now, and we don't know whether we're still gathering opinions. Very rare injury in athletics. I've talked to a few people. I know that there was a running back in Kansas City that had it at one time, and then back in the Cowboys, with the Cowboys in their heyday, an athletic trainer told me he had one. I don't know what position it was. Rare injury. My assistant, Chris Peduzzi, looked up some stuff today. He found some cases of it in baseball. Just a rare, rare injury. So we're gathering second opinions right now to find out what the best course of treatment is for Todd. When I say that, does he need surgery? Does he need surgery? In any event, he's going to miss a lot of time. He's got a dislocation. Some fractures, it's going to have to heal. It's not something that he can just go play with, and it's not going to happen. So,
would you anticipate that it would be back? It would be good by training camp next year.
Oh yeah, I think the outcome of this could be very good. I just, we have 8 weeks in the season and playoffs. The season's short when you're talking about this kind of injury. One thing that I've known over the years as an athletic trainer, they used to be pretty aggressive with feet. Now they're very, very conservative with feet. Big guys, you guys can look through all your history. All those basketball players had foot problems, and big guys with foot problems in other sports and our sport. We're very conservative with those guys. So we'll take it real slow with him. He's been a rehab in there before with some stuff, and it'll all go well. It's just we got to be conservative right now with him.
Just to clarify, you said you guys are considering surgery, or it's...
No, we're gathering information and seeing whether other surgeons in the country recommend surgery, and then we'll sit down with him and his agent and decide what the best course of travel is right now. Our docs are leaning against surgery right now. They think it'll heal fine because they had him under last night, tried to pop that bone out, and it doesn't move.
What would surgery accomplish in this situation?
Surgery will... They would do surgery if they think those ligaments aren't going to heal.
Okay.
This is not do like Liz Frank or any of that stuff.
That's a great question. It is an absolute great question. When I saw the injury on film, I said, that's got to be Liz Frank, even though we know that he wasn't sore really in that area. really what happened was normally you would have gotten that force traveled through the Lisfranc joint and didn't disrupt it and went to the other bone and popped it out, which is why it's so rare. Most people just blow that up. One other incidental thing is he's got a little bit of a tendon strain on the inside of his foot. When his foot went that far, he got a tendon strain. I'm sorry, I should have told you that before.
Just to make sure in simplistic terms, if we say, you know, dislocated bone in the right foot with some resulting ligament damage, that's in layman's terms, that's what
very
we're
good.
At.
He's got it. That's basically what how I would turn it into everybody else is he has a foot dislocation.
Is it his right foot or left?
It's his right foot.
Didn't Todd have a foot problem a few years ago?
He did. Other side. Good memory. Less other side.
Other,
left.
Other foot.
Other foot. Okay. Other foot.
Did he send a specialist down to Carolina or something?
Right. And, gosh, you guys are good. That's one of the guys we're consulting with right now to see. You know, we consulted with him
Anderson,
he's the big foot guy. I mean, and he's in surgery right now. I'm waiting to hear back from him. And I trust him. And Pete trusts him. And Todd trusts. We all trust him. And we think our guy in town is really good, too, Rakin, who's done some footwork for us. So we're taking those things in. If we're not satisfied with those two, we'll get another one. And we have time.
Rick, there's no way that in any scenario would be career-threatening?
No, all injuries are, you know that, but, we're not looking that way right now.
What makes it so rare, just because it usually is the Lisfranc?
Most of them have. So if you get that mechanism where you come down on the inside of your foot and it goes out, you usually tear up the inside part of your foot. His traveled all the way to the outside. It was, at the game on Monday night, and I know stuff happens fast and we have to do things fast. X-rays were negative, even though that bone was up and out, because it's moved so little. Those bones are in there so tight, it's not like you look at a dislocated elbow or knee or something, you can see that right away. And his pain was in different areas than what we normally see. So first thing we did was look at the Lisfranc joint, and he didn't have any pain there. You know, he had some pain on the inside of his ankle, that was from the tendon, and he felt like something was under his foot, you know, so that's a hard deal. Plus, he's such a tough guy.
If it were the Lisfranc, would that be the worst scenario?
That's not a great scenario, but, I mean, we've gotten so much better fixing that and rehabbing it that I think people return from that. So,
you ever deal with as many offensive line injuries in one season?
I don't know. they come in cycles. Listen, I had a game in Pittsburgh one time where we had three guys tear their ACL, three different players, so seven guys missed the next, you know. It happens. If you're in it long enough, you get guys hurt.
In those cases, you cited the Kansas City running back, the Dallas player. What was the recovery for them like?
I don't know that for sure. Yeah, they just cited that those guys had the injuries.
And do you know if those required surgeries? Or?
One required surgery, one didn't.
Okay. Pretty cool. Running back, any idea how long ago that was?
No, I don't.
All of these injuries that you're talking about happened on that play. The ligament, just on that play.
On that play, right.
Without surgery, any timetable?
You're looking at the rest of the year. I mean, you know, without surgery, he's going to be in that boot for a minimum of 8 weeks. So, I mean, that's what that's kind of how my life is. I look at the week to week and the rest of the season or not. He's going to be laid up for a while, so.
It's not like a 6 month to a year thing, though.
I don't think so. Unless he has a surgeon who gets very, very conservative with it, but I don't think that'll be the case.